This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.MuslimCentral.com/donate.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أرأيت الذي يكذب بالدين فذلك الذي يدعو اليتيم ولا يحض على طعام المسكين رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي فالحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ثم أما بعد. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, everyone. I'd like to explain to you now just some things, an introduction to Surah Al-Ma'un. This surah occurs after Surah Al-Fil and Surah Al-Quraysh, and in its order, you understand its positioning. In Surah Al-Fil, Allah established why Makkah is supposed to be kept safe because of the virtues of the coming of the final prophet. In Surah Al-Quraysh, Allah explains it's the virtues of the house that gives you the economic prosperity. Therefore, you should be taking care of this house and worshipping its master properly instead of putting idols there. In the next surah, Allah basically describes how unqualified the Quraysh are to be taking care of Allah's house. They've been given such a sacred position, and yet look at these people. They consider their religion a lie. They push the orphan around. Why talk about the orphan being pushed around? Because you know one of the rituals of the Hajj is sacrifice. And when you sacrifice, you have lots of meat. And where is the meat supposed to go? To the needy. And who is among the needy? The most needy is the orphan. And so Allah is saying, you're supposed to be a center of giving, of charity. And most of all, you should be taking care of orphans. And yet, you push the orphan around like he's nothing. وَلَا يَحُضُّ عَلَىٰ طَعَامِ الْمِسْكِينَ And you don't feed any of the poor. How are you custodians of this house and you enjoy all of the economic prosperity that comes as a result, and you're not giving back to those in need? That was one of your primary functions. And then even, okay, fine, at least they don't provide the human services. At least maybe they do right by Allah and they worship. Because you know, in our religion, you do good to Allah and you do good to humanity, right? So one part of the surah is they don't do any good to humanity. They don't care about the orphan, they don't care about the poor people. So maybe they do right by Allah, maybe they worship Allah properly. And Allah says, فَوَيْلُ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ يُرَاءُونَ Look, and how terrible these people, what a terrible destruction should fall upon them. These people who pray, but they pray lazily and just to show off. They're not even genuine in their prayer. I mean, their prayers are just a political show because they have, it's the only way they have their legitimacy is by showing that they're showing reverence to the Kaaba. But really, their only interest in the Kaaba and the house of Allah is that it gives them political and economic power. That's the only reason they have any reverence for it, not that they consider it genuinely sacred. Allah kind of pinpoints the underpinnings of the corrupt politicians that were running Makkah. Right, that they don't really pray, they're just showing off. And in doing so, Allah has basically shown us that these people are not worthy custodians of the house of Allah. It raises a very strong question. If these people are not the right custodians, who is? We'll see some of that inshallah ta'ala in the next surah. Barakallahu li wa lakum, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.